Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The iconic New York Stock Exchange trading floor has just reopened for the first time in months because of the pandemic. The New York Exchange president, Stacey Cunningham, says she sees symbolism in reopening in a city that's been suffering through so much.
We can set an example for how America should reopen slowly, cautiously. It is an important thing for our economy more broadly as we look to get us started.
Besides having to follow a host of guidelines, traders have to sign a waiver that would limit the stock exchange's liability if they do end up coming down with the virus. SpaceX is gearing up to send two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will become the first U.S. astronauts to launch into orbit from American soil in nearly a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
More of the nation gradually reopening today. Some examples in Michigan, all retail businesses are now allowed to reopen so long as workers are trained on how to properly use personal protective equipment. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is out with new guidelines that will allow churches to reopen for in-person services. Texas officials say they'll be happy to host the 2020 Republican National Convention if North Carolina doesn't. That's what Texas GOP Chair James Dickey said yesterday after President Trump tweeted at North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, demanding he agree now to a full capacity convention as planned in Charlotte, or the party might go somewhere else for the August event. Dickey says Texas Governor Greg Abbott's reopening is allowing the state party to hold its convention in July in Houston, so it could certainly host the RNC event in August. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The parents of a University of Connecticut student suspected of murdering two people are pleading with him to surrender. But the manhunt continues as of now for 23-year-old Peter Manfredonia, accused of killing a 62-year-old man and injuring another on Friday before killing an acquaintance on Sunday. Across the nation, average gasoline prices are up 8 cents a gallon over a week as demand continues to rebound as Americans return to the road. And here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price is up 21 cents over the last month.
Average gas prices across the country continue to increase, with the national average posting a nearly 8-cent jump in the last week to $1.96 per gallon. That's 88 cents higher than a year ago, but also up 21 cents a gallon in the last month.
DeHaan tells us crude oil is up 2.5%.
A barrel of West Texas Intermediate crude oil is up about 2.5% to $34 a barrel, its highest level in nearly 9 weeks.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And Sunday's The Match Champions for Charity golf game, the most watched golf event in cable TV history. It raised $20 million for coronavirus relief. Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady lost to Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning, but it pulled in an average of 5.8 million viewers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And as you know, everybody in this country back on track, it's going to take all of us. This is not a partisan thing. It really isn't. If we're going to be partisan about anything, especially after yesterday and, reflecting on Memorial Day and the importance of it, and those that paid the ultimate price, they died not as Republicans or Democrats or independents. They died as Americans, ladies and gentlemen. They paid this price, and we owe it to them. And of course, it is a little bit tough, as we were talking with Dr. Lauren Wright earlier. It is tough in this environment. This environment is so partisan. I want to bring on Dr. Carol Swain, author, a professor, and creator of host of Be the People TV show. Dr. Swain, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
I am doing great. And it's a pleasure to be back on your show. And mm-hmm. Be the People is now a podcast, and it airs on some radio shows.
Well, excellent. Well, good. And the reason for Be the People, and I've loved this about you. I mean, how you have, progressed, In a practical sort of way, I mean, real life experience as a young girl, and you've told your story before, and you worked hard, and you did it the hard way, but you were able to do it here in this country. And I think you look maybe back and you say, where else, what other country would you have been able to rise through the ranks and be who you are today but America?
I love America, and I think about being, a descendant of slaves on one side of my family, and the divine providence that brought me and my family to America, it has afforded us great opportunities. And so I feel extremely blessed to be an American, and I'm very troubled about what's taking place at this point in time involving the coronavirus hysteria. Mm-hmm. And how that is being used to strip us of our rights.
Well, without a doubt, and I think this is maybe the potential opportunity, because sometimes we don't appreciate what we have until we lose it. And in some states, you've got citizens really fighting back and doing their civil duty by holding their government accountable and the governors accountable and saying, you are not going to take away my constitutional rights. And I say, hear, hear.
But it's such a partisan divide. I don't know if you've seen the video that took place in New York where a woman into the grocery store without a mask, mm-hmm. and the mask-wearing crowd, which I guess is everyone that's in the store, that they screamed at her, they shouted at her, they ran her out of the store. And this is America, and I'm glad I live in a red state, even though my governor is shaky at times, where we get to choose whether or not we're going to wear a mask, and there's no mask shaming taking place.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that's a good point. This is interesting how that dynamic is taking place around the country. I mean, the president goes to Ford Motor Company in an area where they said, hey, we'd prefer you wear a mask. He wore a mask. Then afterwards, he didn't wear the mask. And, of course, that became the big deal, not the fact that Ford had decided to participate and be part of the solution and retrofit their line in making ventilators and other things that were needed to combat COVID-19. And the media and everybody were just so fixated on the president not wearing a mask.
I'm glad that President Trump is standing strong on that particular matter. I mean, he knows all the science, and he's made a decision when, where, and if to wear a mask. And I think every American needs to make that same decision. And I wear a mask sometimes, and most of the time I don't. I certainly don't wear it outside in 80 and 90 degree temperatures. When I go to stores and they're crowded, or if I'm in a store, I always have a mask in my handbag. If someone coughs, or if I think I'm going to sneeze, I certainly put on the mask. But otherwise, I don't see all this protection coming from it. I think it may be doing more harm to our immune system than protecting us from anything, and I hate their mask shaming.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I find interesting is that, you know, I don't know, it's fair to say at least half of the people that wear the mask wear them incorrectly. I mean, the doctors have said as much. And we really don't, you know, to hear the media, they tout it as if there is consensus from the medical profession that all people should be wearing masks. I don't get that. I don't get that any more than I get that, you know, as some have said, that 98% of scientists agree on global warming. You know, it's in that file that says, wait a minute, there's not enough evidence to, you know, prove that statement. But yet, you know, like anything, any lie or any misinformation put out there long enough somehow becomes acceptable.
Well, we've seen the photos of the media. All of them pull down their masks or take them off when the cameras are not around. And so for President Trump, they are offended because he steps in front of the cameras without a mask for show.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, this is not helping the cause to get us on the other side of COVID-19. We have a country to rebuild here. America is not going to be the same, clearly. It is not the same now. But we've got to get on the other side of this. I agree with you that I believe that what we've done, reason would tell us that in flattening the curve and doing all these extraordinary precautions for it, I think that we are affecting herd immunity. We maybe have flattened that curve that we really needed to, you know, really spike up to where the herd immunity would increase so much so that when, if COVID-19 comes back and becomes a seasonal thing like the flu, then we have enough people that have their own immunities to fight against it so that it doesn't come tearing through our communities like it did this time around.
Well, Bill, where are you based?
I'm based in Florida.
Okay, well,
East side.
I have to tell you that from the very beginning, and I've written maybe three articles related to the coronavirus. One was coronavirus and politics. And I am on the side of, I'm at the early arguments that the data did not support the drastic actions, because we are a country of 330 million people. And the world population, what, 6.8, 6.9 billion people, if you looked at the data, it never justified everything we're doing. And I know you're interested in the impact on minority communities and the fact that they are reportedly having a higher death rate. The problem is the CDC has never been honest. They put out guidelines that resulted in the numbers being overinflated. And so, yes, people die all the time from heart disease, from strokes, and from cancer, and all kinds of things. But if you're going to label them all as COVID-19, you're going to get higher numbers. And even with the inflation, the data does not support everything we've done to our country.
Exactly. Well, I agree with you, and I've said that from day one. I started looking at the models, and I had different modelers who were consistent, that had a track record of consistency. We accepted a model from the Imperial College in London, which is the same people that gave us the global, you know, the global warming and the devastation that was going to take place, which Al Gore ended up doing a movie for, and that model did not play out. And, you know, if it did, half of the world would be underwater, and half of the world population would be gone. This is how far off they were, and we relied on them this time around.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The nation of Pakistan is overwhelmingly influenced by Islam, and for those who do not follow the Muslim traditions, life can be difficult. In early 2020, the Tide Ministry began broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in two languages in Pakistan, Pashto and Saraiki. The programming not only reaches new believers in Christ who have very few Christian resources and little to no support system, but also potential believers who have not yet heard what Jesus has done for them. In Pakistan, which is number 5 on Open Doors World Watch List, Christians face extreme persecution, and believers and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is impacting lives and sharing the gospel with new listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Must register to vote and then actually vote. It's our country. Bill Martinez.
Thank you so much. That's really our time. I apologize.
You can't do that to black media.
I can't do that to white media and black media because my wife has to go on at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Yeah, he did say it, no doubt about it. We're fresh and independent 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Carol Swain continues with us, professor and creator of host Be the People TV show and podcast now. And Dr. Swain, what did you make of VP Biden's comment that he since has tried to walk back, but this is going to stay with him?
It made me cringe, and you know, I feel sorry for Joe Biden. I can't say that I got angry with him. He's really pathetic, and I hope, you know, like if I'm blessed to reach his age of 77, that I will know when, you know, to really retire.
Right.
Because he does not need to be in the public eye. But this whole idea that he or any other person, whether you're white or black, that you get to choose who belongs to the black race, and that I have to prove my blackness by acting and thinking in a particular way, I find it very offensive. I am black, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I'm doing everything in my power to get him reelected because I think that he has done great things for America, despite the fact that we've spent the last 3.5 years of his being harassed nonstop.
You imagine if we had just a little bit of cooperation, you know, from the left, what kind of America we'd be looking at today? I mean, unemployment at record levels. Our economy was so robust and cooking along before COVID-19. And, and I think that part of it, sadly, this restraint on our country right now and holding it and sheltering it in place and holding it hostage right now, sadly, has become so political because they knew that the economy and everything that Donald Trump had been able to accomplish in the previous 3.5 years with all this resistance, including impeachment attempts and the Russian collusion and that, was insurmountable. And now they feel like they have an opportunity, but it really is kind of, it is pathetic when you think that the best that they can offer is somebody like Joe Biden, who has a hard time, you know, completing a sentence, remembering what state he's in. He made another statement the other day where he said, I'm the only guy who can defeat Joe Biden. He actually said that. Exactly. It's probably more true than not. James Carville goes, I would even accept Joe Biden picking, you know, Sarah Palin as his VP choice. He says, it's all about winning, baby. I'm going, but the odds are not in your favor when you've got all this. And regardless of the polling that they come up with and saying that Biden would do so much better in dealing with the coronavirus. I mean, what indication with the Obama-Biden administration would give you an idea that they would do better? Because when they were dealing with the swine flu, it took them 6 months to deal with it. And
Bill,
go ahead.
Well, I can tell you that I think the coronavirus, it's a virus, and the coronaviruses have been around since the mid-1960s, so there are about 7 different strains of it. And so this is a new strand of it, but I believe that it was deliberately used and manipulated to destroy the economy. It was the Democrats' only hope of winning in November was to destroy the economy, because the political science research shows that people vote on the basis of their pocketbooks. If the economy is bad, they vote against the incumbent president. And so what Democrats were willing to do was to risk destroying America and the livelihood of millions of people just to win an election. It's not about the disease. It's all about politics and it's about big money around the vaccine.
Exactly. And Lindsey Graham, if you recall, during the Kavanaugh hearings, said it very plainly. I mean, he indicted the Democrats as you are so, your thirst and insatiability for control is so obvious. He says, I hope you don't get it. I mean, you guys are willing to do anything for the sake of control. And, I mean, that was a clear indictment of the Democratic Party, and they have been nonstop ever since.
Is that everything they do will backfire because in those blue states, people are being oppressed in a way that's so un-American. And even if you're a Democrat and you've been blinded by the media, I think you can feel the pain and you know enough about what it means to be an American to know that what's taking place in your state should not be taking place in our nation.
Mm-hmm. And that's an excellent point, because that's going to be a clear delineation. We're seeing it right now, the blue states and red states. Look at the reaction and what's going on in the red states, how people, you know, to your point, how people are being affected in a positive way, knowing that, look, at they've got to pick up the shambles here. I mean, they're reconstructing jobs that were there once before and businesses that are now gone. Well, you know, we've got to create new jobs and new opportunities. And they have this sense of freedom to be able to do that, whereas in some of these blue states where they're still being sheltered and quarantined, they're just, you know, they're biting at the bit to, you know, get back and being productive again. Because this is one of the dynamics that clearly came out between the difference of the Obama administration and Donald Trump. The Obama administration had everybody tied up with regulations. And Donald Trump came in, got rid of regulations. Originally, it was going to be a 2-to-1 ratio of elimination. For every new regulation, there was going to be at least two. Now, I think the ratio is something like for every new regulation, 22 are being eliminated. And what people need to really discern here is those regulations were so stifling. And these were democratically charged regulations. And this is what the Democrats want to put back in place again, to where, you know, it's kind of ironic, because if you remember what, Joe Biden said in another speech, this was a while back, when he says they want to put you all in back in chains, he says. But it was the Democrats who already had the people in chains tied up with these regulations.
I know. And so I just believe that the American people will awaken. And the only problem is that some of those people from the blue states, they escape to red states. And there they try to change the red states into blue states. And so
exactly.
We have to be very careful of people that are trying to do that. And my biggest concern for America is that we have allowed, China to a large extent, to destroy our way of life, but we did it to ourselves. They did not have to fire a gun to be able to destroy our economy, because we allowed the media to manipulate us. And it is about socialism. It's about communism. It's about destroying the American way of life. Too many of us are cooperating with that.
Exactly. Well, you know, and from day one, I remind people, even back in the early founding of our country, it was not like they had 1,000%. People just did not buy into this great American experiment, and the battle has continued. I mean, to the point that Ronald Reagan, when he said, as you recall, that, freedom and our liberties do not pass in the bloodstream. We are but one generation away from losing it all. And I got to tell you, Carol, we were real close. We were real close. And again, we've got to, as you say, we've got to fight on here if we believe in liberty. Otherwise, what kind of America are we turning over to the next generation?
Right. We are real close, and the battle rages.
Well, Carol, how can people be in touch with you and enjoy your podcast?
Well, my website is bethepeoplenews.com. You can find me on Twitter, Parler, and Facebook as Carol M. Swain. CAROLM, as in Mary, SWAIN, Carol M. Swain.
Well, Dr. Carol Swain has been our guest. Thank you, Carol.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The iconic New York Stock Exchange trading floor has just reopened for the first time in months because of the pandemic. The New York Exchange president, Stacey Cunningham, says she sees symbolism in reopening in a city that's been suffering through so much.
We can set an example for how America should reopen slowly, cautiously. It is an important thing for our economy more broadly as we look to get us started.
Besides having to follow a host of guidelines, traders have to sign a waiver that would limit the stock exchange's liability if they do end up coming down with the virus. SpaceX is gearing up to send two NASA astronauts to the International Space Station tomorrow afternoon from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will become the first U.S. astronauts to launch into orbit from American soil in nearly a decade. And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I've got some great news to share with you, especially for those of us who have found it quite problematic to, eat in a 12-hour cycle, no eating after 7 p.m., all that stuff, right? Well, this new book that's just been released is debunking the diet myths and proves that you can burn fat faster by eating after 7 p.m. The best-selling author, Joel Marion, joins us now. Joel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Are you kidding me? You're all full of good news. I mean, because as we know, we've been pounded, it just seems like for the last 10 years that, you know, this conventional diet wisdom tells us we should avoid carbs, have an early dinner, never eat before bedtime. But the fact is, the latest scientific research just doesn't bear this out, does it?
It does not. And I've felt your pain. Even as a fitness professional who's been doing this for years, mm-hmm. You know, I was always programmed, even through my certifications and textbook education, that breakfast was the most important meal of the day, and that as the day went on, you wanted to taper back on your carbs, because later in the day, those carbs will spill over and be stored as fat. Well, technology has allowed science to move at light speed levels now, and over the last decade, brand new scientific research is now proving this is simply not true, that breakfast, in fact, is not the most important meal of the day. And, in fact, eating your largest meals later in the day, you'll lose more weight and regulate the hormones that actually will control your metabolism and regulate your actual weight.
So what was the breakthrough, Joel, in all this? I mean, we really kind of turned this dieting concept on its head now, have we not?
We have, and for me, the turning point was really my lifestyle. I just was building BioTrust Nutrition, my supplement company, and we started growing at light speed, and I started working late night hours, and I was to the point where I was working all-nighters, pulling all-nighters and eating late at night. And also, it's just
and probably feeling guilty in between, right? Going, I'm violating some diet principles here. I'm eating off my normal menu clock here, right?
Right, and it's just like all adversities. There's a blessing wrapped up inside it, and that's what happened. I started stumbling across the research about intermittent fasting and skipping breakfast and eating your carbs later in the day, and what I uncovered blew my mind, and that was the inspiration for this book.
And so hearing you uncover it, and, of course, like all of us, we're our best guinea pigs. So you start seeing the results of first what started out as a theory, and you started going, whoa, what's happening here? I mean, my body's changing.
Got in the best shape of my life after gaining 46 pounds.
Wow.
Building my company and just getting off track. I had two little girls that were born and got married, and obviously life took its toll just like it does on everybody.
Exactly.
And so I was able to lose that 46 pounds by skipping breakfast and actually eating more carbs at night and eating my larger meals at dinner time, and that's what I've laid out along with the scientific research inside my book.
And, of course, the other thing, Joel, is that, I mean, as you mentioned, you got a growing family, your commitment to your business and everything. Can you say stress? And, the stress markers are something that all the dietitians tell us that I've heard that forever. Bill, you're a type A personality. You just deal with a lot of stress, and, this is not helping you, and this is why you're unable to lose this weight that you've been trying to lose all these years.
Yeah, and actually, my book plays right into that hand because when you eat your carbs, what I call super carbs, at dinner time, you actually regulate your cortisol cycle. Now, cortisol is known as the stress hormone. That's what we need more of when we're in a flight or fight response, right? So you regulate your cortisol cycle by eating these carbs at night. It induces deep sleep by coaxing the brain to release more melatonin and serotonin. So that's why when you eat a very carb-heavy meal, you don't want to go exercise. People like to go, carbs give you energy. No, you want to go to sleep.
Exactly.
Hispanics,
we know that. Because we invented the siesta, so we know about eating heavy and taking a nap.
There you go.
Right.
You guys were onto something there, yeah.
Little did we know.
It makes sense that you push those carbs later in the day, and of course you get that deep sleep when you want it, and that's before bed.
You say super carbs. What are you talking about?
Well, there's certain carbs that I lay out in my book that help regulate your hormones. So when we look at today's crash diet, keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, all of these diets are effective for short periods of time, but they limit or completely eliminate entire food groups altogether, especially carbohydrates. And so by incorporating super carbs, which are healthier carbs during the week, and then we also allow for a cheat meal and a cheat day for exercisers,
right,
after the first 2 weeks of the plan. But what ends up happening is you eat these healthier carbs, during the week at dinner time when you're literally catering to your body's natural instinct. We want to eat late at night for a reason, but we fight the urge to eat because we're programmed to believe it's going to make us gain weight, and it's just simply not true.
What about snacking?
Well, small frequent snacks and small frequent meals do not elevate the metabolism or increase weight loss. It doesn't mean that eating those small, frequent meals won't work, but if you think about how food works in general, every time you eat, even if it's a snack and even if it's a healthy snack, your body is going to release insulin.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're eating small, frequent meals, now you have these small little insulin spikes all day long. Now, the myth is that it's supposed to elevate your metabolism and keep your metabolism elevated, but research shows it doesn't matter if you eat those calories in two or three meals a day or six meals a day. Ultimately, all that matters is how much you actually ate for the entire day. And, of course, the food choices are obviously going to make a difference.
Exactly. Well, Joel, some people say, well, I hear body types. I have a different body type, my metabolism associated with my body type, that sort of thing. But you're saying what you have discovered here with all your research and practical experience that body type isn't it. I mean, our bodies are all engineered in a specific way, which is pretty universal, that if we're true to that, then we're going to get these natural results. Is that what you're saying?
You are, because it's all about hormones. And research shows, they did a compelling study that showed that dieters who focus solely on hormones lost 65% more weight than those who use a calories in, calories out approach. So it's all about regulating your hormones. Now, when it comes to body types, I think it's like anything. You need to listen to your body. Maybe there's certain foods that just don't agree with you.
Right.
My wife, she doesn't tolerate eggs well, so she just doesn't eat any eggs. It's that simple. But in general, it has nothing to do with your body type. It has to do with your hormonal condition and keeping the metabolism elevated. You see, when you do a low-carb or a calorie-cutting diet, it only takes a week before you suppress your body's two master weight-regulating hormones, your thyroid and your leptin levels. So by incorporating supercarbs during the week and a cheat meal or a cheat day, if you're an exerciser on the weekend, you actually reset these two hormones. But if you look to The Biggest Loser as a quick example, many of these contestants a year or two later gained all or more of their weight back, and it simply was because they were struggling with low leptin and thyroid hormones, and they had suppressed their metabolism so much, so because they're avoiding things like carbohydrates.
So they're going to bounce right back. What about nutritional supplements, you know, for, you know, thyroid and lectin? I mean, that has been advised over the years. Is that kind of a, you know, more of a placebo than actually something that really works and can be sustainable?
Well, I can tell you from the quality control we use at our supplement company that in the book I lay out supplements that can be used. But supplements aren't mandatory or necessary to get the results that you need.
Mm.
Supplements are simply that. They are a supplement. They supplement a good diet, right? Most people turn to a pill as a quick fix, and they don't fix the real problem, right? They're
right.
Putting a Band-Aid on the real problem. The real problem is their choices and the timing of those food choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you say choices, I mean, you know, health is coming into play again. We're reminded, especially in light of COVID-19, we find that people who have compromised health situations, they're ill-served and they're, you know, more vulnerable to COVID-19. And the way this thing goes, whether it's the flu or COVID coming back, I believe that we need to, you know, up our health game here, don't you think?
Well, you're talking about the elephant in the room, my friend, right? Like, nobody's talking about this. They're saying, you know, don't get, you know, stay inside and wear a mask when you need to be outside getting sunshine and fresh air to boost your immunity.
Yes.
And that's why you're going to see, you know, you can clearly see this with immune systems. Look at Florida, an elderly population.
That's where I'm at.
Open back up. Right, and me too. And you can see, it's clear down here that in the warmer weather where the immune systems are better, right, that the virus isn't spreading as much. So it's all.
Hey, Joel, we got to have you back because you and I can continue this conversation. He's the founder, co-founder of BioTrust. Where can they go for information really quick? We got 5 seconds.
JoelMarion.com.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be all alone.
But I pray your opinions really are fact-based as much as possible. I mean, it's one thing, and in the absence of facts and the truth, you know, opinion can reign, and that gets to be a little dangerous. I mean, just think about what we've gone through with COVID-19. I know a lot of people, you know, want to believe that this was fact-based, but I think in some cases it seems that the experts were taking a stab at it all. I want to bring Al Parada on with us. Al is with Stream.org, the managing editor. Al, you know, in retrospect, as you look back on the impact that COVID-19 has had on our country, on businesses, the economy, psychologically, I think the psychological damage is so underreported right now that this could be years, just the psychological damage that the American people have had to endure as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah, and but I'm going to look at it a little bit in a hopeful way, a little bit, mm-hmm. in that we were dealing with a virus that turns out to be not the mortality rate, not nearly what we thought it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in a sense, this might have been our scare, our shakedown,
right,
to realize how vulnerable we are to like viruses and pandemics that could be much more deadly. And so, maybe in the long run, because of systems that we're setting up and the things that we learned about where our failures were, and it might have been a dry run where like a since a dry run for a super deadly pandemic.
Well, what about an EMP attack? Now we've been cautioned on that now for the last decade or so, that we're vulnerable to that and how we needed to address the infrastructure, and that still is looming on the horizon, is it not?
Yeah, and that, I mean, not to make light of it, but it just hit me that I think people could handle not going to restaurants for 2 months more than they can handle not going a couple of weeks without their cell phones.
Exactly.
You know, and so, yeah, this is it. You know, are we prepared for that? Mm-hmm. Are we prepared for an EMT?
Well, and what happens, again, we revisit these modelers who have come back. I mean, gosh, I remember reading models that, you know, half of America would be dead within a year if we had an EMP attack. You know, with ATMs being out, our ability to get food, gasoline, all this stuff, that we'd be in such a panic. You would have people, you'd have robberies on the uptick. I mean, it would be an absolute mess because people would become so desperate that this could lead to just all kinds of incredible, you know, consequences.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, this hopefully this is waking us up to two things that can shut our country down.
Right.
And what would we need? And again, if you're going to do another stimulus, maybe that's where you put your effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and not giving money to illegal immigrants, but strengthening our infrastructures, and you know, because there's a lot of technology to be involved in. A lot of work. It will take a lot of work to get ready for that sort of thing.
Right.
And,
well, and we got a lot of work to get out of this thing here right now. I mean, how many businesses are gone forever, Al? I mean, and jobs lost. I mean, you know, what do you think? I've heard estimates anywhere 20-30%. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, again, look, maybe it's since the holiday week, coming out of a holiday weekend, a little more of the bright side of things. But again, because there's an artificial, sort of an artificial collapse,
mm-hmm.
I think they were better positioned for a coming back around,
mm-hmm.
and a coming back quicker than it would be had it been just something that was structural and fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
So again, look at the opportunities. How many people may have started businesses, while at home, you know, online
mm-hmm.
businesses,
exactly, no.
and things like mm-hmm. things like that
right.
that could emerge that could blow up. Oh, somebody's wanted to do something else, but they've been in their job. Well, now they've been laid off, and so they started working on it for the last couple of months. And now they're, oh, wow, now I have this opportunity. Or I think Trump said it, and talking about restaurants. He said, well, yeah, we're losing a lot of restaurants, but there might be a lot of people who wanted to start restaurants who would start up new restaurants,
mm-hmm.
you know, because people are going to eat.
Yes.
So there could be a refreshing and rebounding with new businesses coming mm-hmm. along as well.
Well, and the sad thing, though, Al, is the people that already invested, they borrowed in-laws' money and, took 401k money out to live their dream and started out, and it's unfair that the carpet has been pulled out from underneath them, no fault of their own. And then even with this money that has been put out to support small businesses, we're finding out that, you know, Planned Parenthood is getting millions of dollars. They're not deserving of that. I mean, some of these universities, of course, they've been, you know, shamed as some of them return Planned Parenthood. Forget it. They're not about to return 1 cent of that money that they should not have gotten. And regardless of what because the government doesn't seem to have the intestinal fortitude to really want to go after the Planned Parenthood, because we were told all along that there would never be any tax money going to Planned Parenthood, but it's been going on for decades.
Yeah. At some point, maybe they'll follow the law
mm-hmm.
and not let them get the money. And again, one of the things that was lost, talking about Planned Parenthood, kind of got lost in the stormy news of all of the last few weeks, is that Center for Medical Progress, David Daldin, turned around and sued Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Finally.
Yes.
So, you know, again, at some point, justice. At some point, justice. Always put our eyes towards justice and revealing the truth and exposing that mm-hmm. Murderous machine.
Exactly. Well, going back to what you said earlier, and I didn't want this to get lost in the conversation, because you touched on something really important, and that is that, what we're learning from this is that we are better together, and that we're looking, you know, and we should be looking to one another to help us all get out of this. We went into this together. We've got to come out of this together. We cannot And much like, you know, on the heels of Memorial Day, we can embrace a bit of the military mindset of not leaving any of our soldiers behind. We need to make sure that everybody comes out of this. We just can't be so self-concerned that, hey, I made it out here. Al, I'm sorry, you're still in rough straits here. Too bad for you. I'm moving on. I mean, I think this is, as you said, some of the lessons that are being taught to us through this coronavirus, they are there if we're willing to pause a moment and embrace these significant values that are being thrown at our feet. And if we just bend over and pick them up, Al, we can truly be great again and be more interdependent and more, maybe more kind to one another. What do you think?
Yeah, the rise of appreciation. I mean, this appreciation for the smaller and finer things. I mean, how much I appreciate when I can now go to the British restaurant, you know, where the fish and chips.
Yes, exactly.
I can go, and then the appreciation for the waitresses and the cooks and to be just for the pleasure of being there. Being allowed to go there. I mean, here we are a couple miles down the road from where our office is here at the Stream. They've got the new Texas Rangers Stadium. Yeah. Right. And, like, hasn't opened yet for games.
Maybe they'll let you go up there in center field and have a hot dog, just, socially distanced before a game and sit there and take in the environment.
Well, apparently they're letting some schools graduate at the stadium.
Oh, wow.
Graduate
cool.
to the stadium. But it's still the idea of, man, at some point I can go get a Ranger ticket and I can go to the ball game.
Right.
It's always a cool thing, but to appreciate the fact that could be taken away and our neighbors, I don't know how much more time we've spent talking to neighbors and waving to neighbors and, sharing socially distanced, but yapping with neighbors and there's where the beauty is, or the appreciation for people in the medical, obviously the appreciation for people in the medical field.
Right.
I mean,
I know parades down neighborhoods thanking nurses and medical personnel and things like that. Very touching, you know.
I mean, I'm looking at my grandniece, Emily. She's a hero. She to me is like my Uncle Jewel who fought in World War II.
Mm.
She answered the call. He answered the call. Boom, he went. She's a pediatric nurse at Johns Hopkins, but they moved her over to the COVID unit. She volunteered to go over there.
Wow.
Okay, and she had this look on her face in one of those Zoom meetings when the family gets together.
Yes.
She had this look like a Marine. That look you see in the eye of like, this is what I'm trained to do.
Yeah.
I'm there to do it.
Fixed on the mission.
Little face.
Exactly.
It's happening all over the country.
Right.
This love and appreciation. And, hey, any more love we add in the world, the better.
Yeah, without a doubt, especially. And I think that's, again, like we said earlier, people seem to want to hold on to that which they start to see slipping away.
Mm-hmm.
And we've experienced a little bit of that. But out of it, hopefully, we can, really seal up the deal and understand what it is that we're holding on to and what it is that we want America to be like. I mean, forget about the politics. Forget about being a Republican or Democrat. Let's just think about America. And, as I said, with Memorial Day yesterday, we had men and women that died. They didn't die as Republicans or Democrats. They died as Americans, Al.
Yes. Thank God for them.
Yeah, and we should remember that and to honor them. And if we're going to pass on an America to the next generation, and I've said this, wrote a commentary on it, that hopefully we could be regarded as the next greatest generation because of what we handed off to the next generation because of this moment and the choices that we make. That's what's before us, and an even better America, but we got to do it together. Al Parada, from the stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Thank
you,
Al.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.